Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome to the March 29, 2018 HDC Board Meeting. I'd like the minutes to reflect the presence of a quorum this morning. Our first item is the approval of the minutes of the members' meeting held on November 27, 2017. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes of that meeting?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries. I'll now turn it over to President Enderlin, but before that, I'd like to welcome the newest member of our board, also newly, maybe not so new, fairly newly
doesn't
appointed,
so, yeah,
sure it doesn't, sure it doesn't, director of City's OMB, long track record of service to the city, an extraordinary partner in all that we do, Melanie Hartsog. Welcome to the HDC board.
Thank you.
It will soon become your favorite board. And with that, let me turn it over to Eric.
Thank you, Maria, and thank you to the board members in attendance today. I'd also like to start, as the commissioner and chair did, by introducing our newest member, Melanie Hartsog, serving in her capacity as the director of the Office of Management and Budget. Congratulations on your appointment at OMB, and also welcome to the HDC board. Thank you for serving. For the last decade, New York City and HDC have worked tirelessly with our partners in government and the national advocacy community to pursue a change in the federal low-income housing tax credit program known as income averaging. Many in this room have heard of it. This change finally became law as part of the omnibus bill that was approved by Congress and signed by the President last week. Previously, the federal tax credit program had been limited in terms of the population it reaches. The program had a maximum income of 60% of area median income, which, combined with a minimum income not much lower than that needed for families to afford the program rents, created very narrow bands of income eligibility. For years, we have worked around that limitation as best we could, usually by providing additional subsidy and resources to reach families at different points of need across the income spectrum through our many city programs. What income averaging does, however, is change the 60% AMI threshold, the area median income threshold, from a maximum to an average, meaning that some of a project's tax credit units can now benefit families with incomes up to 80% of area median income, and in balance, other units can then reach families at much lower levels, such as 30% of area median income. This is a major change that will further the city's goals of reaching as many households as possible who are in need of affordable housing, and most important, will help create more diverse and equitable neighborhoods in the city. There were other housing wins in the omnibus as well, including a 10% increase in funding for HUD and a 12.5% expansion of the 9% low-income housing tax credit. These are victories for communities in New York and across the nation, and proof of what can be accomplished by thoughtful strategy and dedicated advocacy, even in the most challenging of federal environments. Many people in this room contributed to these victories. Many people in this room contributed to these victories, and thank you. And I know we are all committed to continuing this fight. Today, following Harry Gould's report on the audit committee, the remaining agenda items will all feature the wisdom and the leadership of HDC's Senior Vice President for Finance, Ellen Duffy, who will be making each presentation. We've been calling it the Ellen Show. These include an update on our successful efforts to add to the roster of managing underwriters for HDC's open resolution and a request for ratification of HDC's annual investment report. Ellen will also present, for the board's approval, the latest proposed actions under the open resolution. Most notably, they include a securitization of city loans that's expected to yield $100 million for the city and more than $40 million for HDC, funds that will then be used to further the record-breaking work being done under the Housing New York plan. I thank Ellen and her team for their work on the securitization and the full HDC staff for the incredible work they do every day to deliver on the housing plan and to make New York City fairer and more affordable. Maria, if there's no questions, please continue.
Thank you, Eric. And let me just echo some of President Enderlin's comments, thinking the people in the room today, different agencies and all of our partners, not just for continuing to advance and meet the goals, exceed the goals in many instances of the housing plan, but in addition to that, the extraordinary work that really happens in partnership with people across the country to make sure not just that we have the resources that are needed to advance the plan, but we're continuing to push all of our other partners to expand those resources because we all know that the need is so dire, not just here, but across the country. So thank you. Okay.
I just have one question. The language changes that HUD Secretary Carson proposed, I guess, yesterday, going to affect any of our programs?
To the mission, is the mission statement?
Yeah.
Well, so there are, there has been coverage about changes to the mission statement. I think it is positive that laws trump mission statements, and so certainly here in New York, our commitment to fair housing will continue. We are undertaking together with many partners, in fact, a major initiative called Where We Live NYC, which is a comprehensive fair planning process in order to ensure not just that we are compliant with law, but that we are doing everything that we can to be as intentional as possible in affirmatively furthering fair housing. And so despite rumored and or actual changes to HUD's mission statement, I think we here in New York stand committed to those goals. So pursuant to the PAAA and for the purposes of discussing the next items in our agenda, we'll now commence the meeting of HDC's Finance Committee. And so with that, I believe we have a report by Harry Gould from the Audit Committee.
Thank you. The Audit Committee met on January 26th, at which time the members approved the corporation's fiscal year 2017 annual financial statements. The auditors, Ernst & Young, issued a clean opinion, and there were no management letter comments once again this year. Also at the January 26th meeting, 2017 annual investment report was approved as well. The members also met prior to this meeting, at which time the annual audit committee report for 2017 was approved. First quarter financials and other investment, debt, credit, and internal audit reports were also reviewed.
Thank you. Other questions? If not, we'll begin the Ellen Duffy Show, with the next item being the approval of additional co-managing underwriters for the corporation's bond issuances.
Thank you. In July 2015, the corporation issued a request for proposal for managing underwriters, and on December 2nd, 2015, the members approved a diverse roster of underwriters for the corporation's multifamily housing revenue bond program, the multifamily secured mortgage revenue bond program, and standalone debt. On February 16, 2018, UBS Financial Services and TD Securities each submitted an RFP response to act as a co-managing underwriter to the corporation. In 2015, neither of these firms were active participants in negotiated housing finance. Therefore, they did not submit a response to the original RFP. The corporation is interested in adding these firms to its existing underwriting team to provide access to a greater universe of retail and institutional investors. UBS is a leading financial firm with its UBS Wealth Management headquartered in the New York metropolitan area, thereby maintaining a strong retail presence in the state of New York. UBS exited the negotiated public finance market in 2009 and re-entered this space in mid-2017, assembling an experienced team to execute HDC's transactions. During the firm's absence from the negotiated underwriting space, UBS maintained distribution agreements with several dealers in order to access negotiated products, including HDC bonds. UBS has longstanding relationships with top-tier institutional investors, the middle market, and an extensive retail network. TD Securities is a growing, well-capitalized financial services firm with a strong presence throughout New York City. In late 2015, TD Securities reviewed its municipal finance department's current business strategy and decided to make changes to refocus its business plan to better serve the existing or potential customers of its affiliate TD Bank. TD Securities has an institutional sales force that effectively reaches all active institutional accounts which purchase public sector bonds. Additionally, they have a distribution agreement with TD Ameritrade, providing access to a substantial base of retail investors. There are no questions. The members are requested to approve UBS Financial Services and TD Securities as a co-manager for the corporation's bond issuances.
Any questions? If not,
So TBS or two.
Questions or comments? Do I have a motion to approve, therefore, the additional co-managing underwriters for the corporation's bond issuances?
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Good. Noted the recusal. Motion carries. Next item, approval of an authorizing resolution relating to the multifamily housing revenue bonds 2018, Series A, B, and C. Approval of mortgage loans.
I'm pleased to recommend that the members approve the issuance of the corporation's multifamily housing revenue bonds 2018 Series A, 2018 Series B1, 2018 Series B2, and 2018 Series C, an amount not expected to exceed $265 million to finance the construction, acquisition, rehabilitation, and permanent financing of certain projects and other activities as described in the board memo. The members are also being asked to approve an interest rate hedge to manage a variable interest rate risk on the 2018 Series B2 bonds, to approve the use of the corporation's general obligation pledge to satisfy reserve requirements for the 2018 Series B bonds, and to authorize the use of available funds of the open resolution to finance the rehabilitation of three developments. An authorizing resolution will authorize the 261st through 264th supplemental resolutions. Interest on the 2018 Series A bonds and the 2018 Series C bonds is expected to be exempt from federal, state, and local income tax. Such bonds and obligations will qualify as tax-exempt private activity bonds with an allocation of recycle volume cap. Interest on the 2018 Series B bonds is not expected to be exempt from federal income tax, but is expected to be exempt from state and local income tax. The anticipated interest rate, maturity dates, and other relevant terms of the bonds are described in the board memo. The 2018 Series A bonds, in an amount not to exceed $55 million, will be issued as tax-exempt bonds in a fixed-rate term to finance the 2018 Series A mortgage loans or to refund certain open resolution bonds. A portion of the proceeds will be used to finance or reimburse corporation for amounts previously advanced from its unrestricted reserves, finance all portion of one senior mortgage loan and nine subordinate loans previously approved by the members and described in your memo. Remaining proceeds of the 2018 Series A bonds, an amount not to exceed $15,920,000, will be used to refund all or a portion of the 2014 Series C bonds issued under the open resolution in connecting with the restructuring of the loans for the mixed-income project known as 810 River, located in the Bronx. The 810 River development has experienced construction delays, which have led to the borrower's failure to make a timely loan prepayment. Corporation is working with the borrower to extend the date of, reduce the amount of the required loan payment, and increase the permanent loan amount. The construction letter of credit provided by Capital One for this development has already been extended to December 31, 2018. 2018 Series B bonds are expected to be issued in an amount not to exceed $180 million. The 2018 Series B1 bonds will be issued on a fixed-rate basis. The 2018 Series B2 bonds will be issued as the variable-rate index bonds purchased by the Federal Home Loan Bank of New York. The proceeds of the 2018 Series B bonds will be used to purchase 100% participation interest in various mortgage loans with an outstanding principal amount of approximately $702 million originated and owned by the City of New York. A portion of the proceeds will also be used to purchase an interest rate hedge and pay cost of issuance. The transaction is expected to yield at least $100 million for the city and between approximately $40 million to $70 million for the corporation to further the Housing New York plan. For more information on the underlying mortgage loan pool of the 2018 Series B participant interest, please see attachment 4 in your memo. To further protect against interest rate volatility, the corporation expects to enter into a LIBOR index interest rate hedge, such as an interest rate cap, collar, or swap, from a qualified provider pursuant to the hedge policy approved by the members in 2014. The notional amount of the interest rate hedge is expected to be $100 million or less. However, the members are asked to authorize a not-to-exceed amount of $130 million to allow the flexibility to make adjustments based on market conditions and final amount of the 2018 Series B2 bonds. The interest rate hedge is anticipated to amortize along with the bond schedule for the entire term of the 2018 Series B2 bonds. The members are further being asked to approve the use of the corporation's general obligation pledge to satisfy rating agency requirements for the 2018 Series B bonds in an amount not expected to exceed $9 million or such amount as may be required by the rating agency. 2018 Series C bonds will be issued as a convertible option bond to preserve tax-exempt recycled volume cap in excess of the amounts currently needed by the corporation. If issued, the proceeds of the 2018 Series C bonds, an amount not to exceed $30 million, are expected to provide construction and permanent financing for the new construction, acquisition, and rehabilitation of certain developments, all of which are listed in Attachment 5, or which were previously approved by the members, and which will meet the federal low-income housing tax affordability requirements. The mortgage loans for these developments are expected to close in 2018, at which point the 2018 Series C bonds will be refunded or marketed to match the terms of the applicable mortgage loans. Most of the developments listed will not be funded from the 2018 Series C bond proceeds, but all will be eligible for such financing. The corporation also expects to use available funds of the open resolution, generated in part with the financing authorized by the members on September 19, 2017, in an amount not to exceed $28.3 million for the restructuring, financing, reimbursement of three loans, Bethany Place, 80 Towers, and Franklin Plaza. The Bethany Place development also expects to receive additional subordinate financing from the corporation's unrestricted reserves, an amount not to exceed $580,000, which together with the existing subordinate loan will equal a total outstanding indebtedness, an amount not to exceed $1.3 million. All three developments are also expected to receive a restructured subordinate mortgage loan pursuant to one or more purchase and sale agreements with the City of New York. The portion of the open resolution bonds associated with the two Mitchell Lama reinvestment loans is expected to be designated Mitchell Lama restructuring bonds. For more information on these developments, please see attachments 1 to 3. For more detail on the developments, as well as the bond underwriters' risk, fees, and credit ratings associated with these, all the bonds are outlined in your memo. Unless there are any questions, Rich will provide the authorizing resolution.
The members are requested to approve an authorizing resolution that provides for the adoption of the supplemental resolution to the open resolution, the issuance of the bonds, and authorize the other activities listed therein and in the memo before you. The members are requested to authorize use of the corporation's general obligation as a cash equivalent in the form of the debt service reserve account funding agreement as described in the memo before you, the execution by the president or any authorized officer of the corporation, any and all documents necessary to enter into the debt service reserve account funding agreement. The members are requested to approve the making of three preservation loans detailed in the memo before you from available funds of the open resolution in an amount not to exceed $28,360,000 and the execution by an authorized officer of the corporation of mortgage-related documents and any other documents necessary to accomplish the financing. The members are also requested to approve the making of a subordinate loan for the Bethany Place development from the corporation's unrestricted reserves in an amount not expected to exceed $580,000 and the execution of the documents necessary to accomplish the subordinate financing. And finally, the members are requested to approve entering into one or more purchase and sale agreements with the City of New York related to the Mitchell Lama Reinvestment Program developments.
Do I have a motion to approve the actions described by Rich?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. The next item, ratification of the corporation's 2017 annual investment.
New York State Public Authorities Law requires HEC to provide an annual investor report, and it details the required contents of this report. These requirements are met by the 2017 annual investor report presented, which includes data on investments made, investment earnings and fees paid, copies of the corporation's audited financial statements, the investment guidelines as approved by the members on September 19, 2017, and a report of independent auditors on compliance with investment guidelines. 2017 Annual Investor Report was presented and approved by the Audit Committee on January 26, 2018. At this time, the members are asked to ratify the Audit Committee's approval of the report. Upon ratification by the members, the report will be submitted to the mayor and to both the city and state comptrollers as required by the public authorities law. Any questions?
Do I have a motion to approve the ratification of the 2017 Annual Investment Report?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. time, I'd like to close the meeting of the Finance Committee and call for a motion of the HDC Board to ratify those items just approved by the Finance Committee. Do I have a motion?
No.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Is there other business questions? The one thing that wasn't mentioned earlier in the meeting, or shrinking that's happening behind me. Since the meeting from last year, the work done by everyone in this room for calendar year 2017 was truly groundbreaking. Production numbers are really the highest since HPD was formed. And so I'd like to end today's meeting again with my sincere gratitude for everyone's partnership in achieving those targets. And so with that, I'd like to call a motion to adjourn today's meeting. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. This meeting is adjourned. See you next time.